The News at Noon is brought to you by Good Samaritan Home. The skilled nursing staff at Good Samaritan Home will care for your loved one in a comfortable, home-like environment. Let our home be your home. Visit goodsamhome.org. Your tri-state weather. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with a high of 81, and officially a 30% chance of isolated showers and storms. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low of 60, 70% rain chance. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 70, and a chance of scattered rain. Sunday brings clearing skies with a high of 70 and a slight chance of early rain. Prince Philip, husband to Queen Elizabeth and father of Prince Charles, has died at the age of 99. Outside number 10 Downing Street, Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke to a gathering of reporters.
He was the longest serving consort in history, one of the last surviving people in this country to have served in the Second World War.
His naval years were arguably his most fulfilling, a place where he would have happily developed a long career had he not met a certain young lady who would later be queen. Condolences and words of tribute pouring in from around the world.
President George W. Bush, who was visited at the White House in 2007 by the Queen and Prince Philip, he and his wife Laura say they are saddened to learn of the passing of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. He says throughout his long and remarkable life, he devoted himself to worthy causes and to others. He represented the United Kingdom with dignity and brought boundless strength and support to the sovereign. He goes on to say, Laura and I are fortunate to have enjoyed the charm and wit of his company, and we know how much he'll be missed.
Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
They're called ghost guns, firearms assembled from pre-made kits. Those kits can be bought without background checks, and they don't contain serial numbers. Evansville Police Chief Billy Boland says those are two big problems for law enforcement should those ghost guns end up in the hands of criminals.
If we have a gun that's recovered and it's maybe we don't know who the suspect is, but if we had a serial number, at least we could track back to where it originated, who originally bought it, who made it.
President Biden is calling for those kits to be treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act. That would mandate that the kits bear serial numbers and would require background checks before a sale could be completed. Kentucky State Police are investigating an officer-involved shooting in Hartford. Ohio County Deputy Katie Pate shot 29-year-old Patrick Bunch at the Mulberry Court Apartments. Witnesses say Bunch refused orders to drop his weapons. Instead, he charged at deputies who were trying to serve him with several warrants on drug-related charges. Bunch was hit in the hand and was taken to a local hospital, then to jail. In addition to the outstanding charges for possession, manufacturing, and transportation of methamphetamine, he's now charged with attempted murder of a police officer. No one else was injured in the incident. The deputy has been placed on administrative leave. That's normal procedure. The Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation is using grant money to give teachers a $1,000 bonus for their hard work during the pandemic. Evansville Teachers Association President Michael Rust says this is the school corporation's way of providing some support where the state hasn't.
We have teachers who struggle on a daily basis with their regular salary, you know, week-to-week basis. So every little bit helps. It is not the answer to teacher pay increases. It's not the answer to our funding crisis in Indiana.
Rust says teachers are holding what they call a fair funding rally tomorrow at the Four Freedoms Monument. Health officials in Gibson County say appointments are still available for a Johnson & Johnson clinic they're holding tomorrow at the fairgrounds. Spencer County health officials also are holding a walk-in clinic for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That'll be tomorrow, noon to 3, at Heritage Hills High School's Red Gym. You can sign up for an appointment at ourshot.in.gov. Johnson & Johnson is a one-dose vaccine. Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding is among those supporting harsher penalties for people who repeatedly run from the law.
If you flee from law enforcement in a car, we know immediately you're putting people at risk, lives at risk. I've often thought that that should be a serious charge.
Wedding testified this week in front of a Senate legislative committee. The sheriff supports a proposed law that would reclassify the crime of fleeing from a level 6 felony to level 5 for repeat offenders. He said there have already been 25 vehicle pursuits in the county this year alone. The buildup of Russian forces close to Ukraine has triggered fears of a possible new Russian invasion there. The U.S. and European countries have expressed concerns over that buildup, and it's left analysts divided over what Moscow's intentions are.
There continue to be serious concerns around Russia's military buildup close to Ukraine. Germany's leader Angela Merkel called President Vladimir Putin on Thursday to demand he reduce the Russian troop presence near Ukraine. But the Kremlin has now rebuffed that, and a spokesman has accused Ukraine of acting provocatively. Analysts remain divided over what the Russian build-up means, whether it's just saber-rattling or if it could really be preparations for a possible attack. Patrick Reeval, ABC News.
One type of enterprise that did see a boost in business during the pandemic was drive-in theaters. Now, the Holiday Drive-In in Rockport's announced its opening schedule for 2021. They'll begin showing movies Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays starting the 7th of May. A post on the drive-in's Facebook page says they'll have more specific information about movie schedules as the dates approach. You're listening to the news at noon on 104 FM WIKY.